Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
How many members are in the band 311? There's some musical math for you to kick things off, and we've got 11 more questions just like that to rack your brain. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out my show. The answer is 7 to our intro question, which was, how many members are in the band 311? If you just Google it real quick, we've got Nick Hexum, S.A. Martinez, Tim Mahoney, Peanut, Chad Sexton, Zach Hexum, and Eric Bobo as the 7 members of 311, Nebraska's finest. They are from Omaha, and they have a lot of good songs, and they make me think of the 90s whenever I hear 311. Listen to a lot of 311 in like sixth grade to ninth grade. A lot of 311. Shout out to my friends Jim Williams and Joe Witowski, who used to always rock the 311. When we got an MP3 CD player and you could finally put a ton of songs on one disc, oh man, did we have the whole 311 catalog at the time. That was just a fun thing for the intro. This episode is about stuff like that. It's called Musical Math, and it is by my friend Heidi Baird. She has a bunch of questions for you about different numbers related to musicians and songs and bands and titles and things like that. So get ready for 11 more questions just like that intro one coming at you right about now. Here we go. All right, this is Musical Math trivia question number one. What number do all these songs have in common? We have Rings by Ariana Grande, Things by Miley Cyrus, and Days by Alessia Cara. Number one, what number do all these songs have in common? Rings by Ariana Grande, Things by Miley Cyrus, and Days by Alessia Cara. Question number two, number of Luft Balloons from Nina minus the number of days a week by the Beatles. What is that answer? Number two, number of Luft Balloons, Nina minus number of days in a week, days a week by the Beatles. Number two. And number three for Musical Math, number of miles they would walk, the Proclaimers, plus the number of ways to leave your lover by Paul Simon, plus which mambo it is by Lou Bega. Number three, number of miles they would walk from the Proclaimers, plus the number of ways to leave your lover from Paul Simon, plus which mambo it is from Lou Bega. Number three. And Musical Math trivia question number four, Vanessa Carlton would walk this number of miles to see you, same as years. Christina Perry has loved you. Number four, Vanessa Carlton would walk this number of miles to see you. Same as years, Christina Perry has loved you. Number four. And number five, number of princes from the Spin Doctors multiplied by the number of tickets to paradise from Eddie Money. Number five, number of princes from the Spin Doctors multiplied by the number of tickets to paradise, Eddie Money. Number five. And number six, fill in the blanks. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, blank, blank, or blank money can't buy you back the love that you had from Feist. Number six, fill in the blanks. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, blank, blank, or blank money can't buy you back the love that you had from Feist, number 6. Number 7, put these songs in numerical order from lowest to highest. We have A, song Blank from Blur, B, Blank Times a Lady from the Commodores, and C, Blank More Night from Phil Collins. Put these songs in numerical order from low to high. Again, we have A, song Blank by Blur, B, Blank Times a Lady by the Commodores, and C, Blank More Night from Phil Collins. And musical math number 8, number of shades of blue from Tori Amos, divided by the number of broken hearts from Norah Jones. Number 8, number of shades of blue from Tori Amos, divided by the number of broken hearts from Norah Jones. Number 8. And number 9, the time when I must be lonely, Matchbox 20, multiplied by the time she calls me because I'm still awake by Anna Nalick, multiplied by the number of times you knock, Tony Orlando and Dawn. This is a tough one. Number 9, the time when I must be lonely, Matchbox 20, multiplied by the time she calls me because I'm still awake by Anna Nalick, multiplied by the number of times you knock, Tony Orlando and Dawn. Number 9. And number 10, fill in the blank, amazing still it seems, I'll be blank, Jimmy Eat World. Number 10, fill in the blank, amazing still it seems, I'll be blank by Jimmy Eat World. Number 10. And the bonus for 2 points, number 11, the number of minutes since you took your love away from Sinead O'Connor. The number of minutes since you took your love away from Sinead O'Connor. 2 points if you get that one. Remember, we're looking for minutes. Minutes. Those are all your questions for Musical Math Trivia. We'll be right back in just a second with the answers. All right, here we go. Musical Math Trivia question number 1. Answers, let's see how you did. Number 1, what number do all these songs have in common? We had Rings from Ariana Grande, Things from Miley Cyrus, and Days by Alessia Cara. That is 7. 7 rings, 7 things, 7 days. Number 1. Number 2, number of Luftballons from Nina, minus number of days of week from Beatles. That is 91. 99 minus 8 is 91. Number 3, number of miles they would walk, the Proclaimers, plus the number of ways to leave your lover from Paul Simon, plus which mambo it is, Lubega. That is 555, 500 miles from the Proclaimers, 50 ways to leave your lover from Paul Simon, and 5, mambo number 5, gives you 555. Number 4, Vanessa Carlton would walk this number of miles to see you, same as years Christina Perry has loved you. It's 1,000, 1,000. And number 5, number of princes from the Spin Doctors, that's 2, multiplied by the number of tickets to paradise from Eddie Money, that is also 2. 2 times 2 is 4. And number 6, fill in the blanks, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 9, or 10 money can't buy you back the love that you had from Feist. So it's 6, 9, and 10 we are looking for. 6, 9, and 10 for those 3 numbers. Number 7, put these songs in numerical order, lowest to highest. We had Song 2 from Blur. We had, 3 Times a Lady from the Commodores. And we had One More Night from Phil Collins. So the correct order was C-A-B. C-A-B, so that was 1, 2, and 3, C-A-B. Number 8, number of shades of blue by Tori Amos divided by the number of broken hearts from Norah Jones. That's 4. 16 divided by 4 is 4. And number 9, the time when I must be lonely by Matchbox 20 multiplied by the time she calls me because I'm still awake, Anna Nalick, and multiplied by the number of times you knock, Tony Orlando and Dawn. That's 3 times 2 times 3, which is 18. 3 times 2 times 3 is 18. And number 10, fill in the blank, amazing still it seems, I'll be 23. I'll be 23 by Jimmy Eat World. That's the song there, 23. And the bonus, the number of minutes since you took your love away, Sinead O'Connor, is 22,020 minutes. 7 hours and 15 days equals 22,020 minutes. So you had to get the minutes on that one. That was pretty tough. A lot of math involved in today's episode. Hopefully you weren't driving. Probably had to write a lot of this down. There you have it. Thank you, Heidi Barrett, for supplying me with those questions. And guys, if you ever have a quiz just like this or any topic at all, send me 11 questions with the answers, and I will read them on the show. Email ryanbuds at gmail.com. www.musicalmaths.com. We have one more thing for you called the Fact of the Day. And today's Fact of the Day for Musical Maths episode is sunsets on Mars are blue. Sunsets on Mars are blue. There you go. And now you know. Thanks for listening to the show. Thanks for leaving iTunes reviews. And we'll see you next time for more trivia with Buds. Cheers.